Oh, man, it's beautiful out here.
Pierre, so, even though it's early in camp, you guys have those championship goals. Can you just tell us about the vibe of this team, the energy? Obviously, coming up here, it's a nuance, a new feel, but just kind of the vibe of the team this early.
I can tell you one thing. I see a lot of focus in guys. Focus on their assignments, doing the right things, and being accountable, you know, for one another. And I see a lot of guys pulling each other up, too. You know, it's starting to be looking like a team. You know, even though we got new faces, a lot of new guys, but we're starting to look like a team. And you can start to see that. I mean, it's not there yet, not where we want it to be, but, I mean, it's forming in that direction.
JP, I got many running backs on the same team in the NFL for 8 years. How special do you think that is to be in one spot as a running back for 8 years in this game?
I mean, it's all the glory goes to God. I mean, he got me here. He got me in this position. I mean, he gave me the gift to continue to be consistent and show my talent to, you know, the whole NFL and his organization here. And I mean, it's just a blessing to be on the same team for 8 years, because I talked to plenty of guys, you know, who don't play running back, but just been in this league for so long and, you know, playing different positions. And they said it's tough as it is. And, you know, you hear the average years for a running back is 3 years. And just knowing I'm on my eighth year is truly a blessing. And I'm just happy to be where I'm at. You know, I always stay humble and, you know, keep myself grounded and, you know, don't look into the limelight of where, you know, who I am and where I'm at. I just, day in, day out, I tell myself I got to keep grinding no matter what. I still got to go out here and show everybody what I'm capable of doing and, you know, let the coaches know what I'm capable of doing, you know, every day, every time I step on this field.
As a follow-up, how much gas? I mean, you hear the running backs aren't for long. I mean, do you feel like you still have a lot of gas left in the tank when you look at how you feel?
Oh, definitely. I'm just waiting for my opportunity to show it, you know. We got a lot of good running backs here, and, I mean, we're going to split the time. I'm happy with that, too, you know, because we got a lot of talent on this team, and I want these guys to shine also, but I also told them it's going to be tough because I'm going to make sure it's tough. I'm going to go out here, and I'm going to make sure you got to beat me out. I mean, you got to put me on the bench. I'm like, I'm not going to just sit on the bench easy. I told these guys, and it's the same thing. I mean, I don't take it to heart. They don't take it to heart. They know. I mean, they always come to me for questions since I've been here the longest, and I know what I kind of know what Sean wants, and you know what this or what direction this organization want to go, and they come with me to questions, and I mean, I'm just trying to be that leader, you know, for these guys.
Pierre, when y'all in that running back meeting room, you're the boss.
The coach is the boss, but, you know, I'm his assistant. I'm his assistant, you know. I just make sure everything is, you know, going right and make sure the guys are listening. And, you know, the coach is going to do their job to coach. You know, the coaches, they try not to be our friends, but, you know, because they have to do their job. They have to teach. And us as players, we have to be the students. We have to learn to listen and take criticism. You know, when coach is saying, like, hey, man, you messed up on this, you got to learn how to take that as a player and as a student. He's just teaching you and trying to, you know, get you better as a person, you know. And that's why I try to come in as a player standpoint, the guys, to ease them just in case they get frustrated with maybe with a coach coming at them, breathing down their neck all the time. It's like, okay, they're doing that to get you better. I mean, that's what I'm trying to tell these guys. So I'm trying to calm their nerves down and, you know, try to put them in the right position, have the right attitude.
When you came in the league many years ago, did you ever have to stop yourself from looking forward to maybe this point 8 years or 5 years ahead? Was it more about just trying to figure out way to make it to the next week?
When I was a rook, I was just trying to, one thing I tell myself, you know, since then and now, is take everything one step at a time. And when I'm on this field, knowing everybody messes up, my attitude is try to do better than what you did yesterday. Go out here and try to make less mistakes as you did yesterday. Say I made 5 mistakes yesterday, I'm coming out here today, I mean, I'm not trying to make 5. I'm not even trying to get to that number. I'm trying to make, you know, minimum mistakes possible. I try to tell these guys that each and every day. It's like go out here and do the best job you can. If you made 3 mistakes, try to figure out those mistakes you made and correct them. Go out here, don't make those same mistakes. I mean, if coaches see you improving, I mean, that's the next step they want to, you know, the next step to be one of the starters, to play in this league and be in this league as long as possible. And I tell these guys every day, you know, just to stay focused and stay humbled and listen to what everybody has to tell you. Just listen and play the game like you know how to play it.
Pierre, you're talking about helping sort of the younger guys. Mark Ingram seemed like at times last year he was hard on himself. You take him aside, tell him not to worry so much. I mean, seems like he's the kind of guy to put a lot of pressure on himself.
He does. I mean, you can see it in his face. You know, he's passionate about, you know, this game and how he performs. And, I mean, that's what you want to see in a player. That's what you want to see. You see Drew do it a lot. I mean, I don't know how many times I didn't see Drew, you know, if he throw a bad pass or interception, he gets mad at himself. And, I mean, that's what you should do. Any guy, I think, do the same thing. And you got to tell him, like, you got to stay focused. And that's me coming in, you know, in his ear, whispering in his ear, like, hey, man, just focus. You messed up. Let's move on to the next play. Get better. Show everybody that you forgot about that play you messed up on, and show everybody that you can improve and you can go forward from a mistake.
Looking at the running game overall, are you optimistic about getting a little bit better, especially with the offensive line? You guys click on the offensive line. If so, why?
I know one thing we talked about this camp is focusing more on the run game. You know, we want to get back to where we were in the past of having a nice, balanced offense and having our run game established. And that's one thing we're focusing on. I mean, we're putting more time in on the running game than I ever seen we did before in these past years. And I think it's a real focus point on what we're trying to do this year. You know, we're trying to show that we can run the ball this year. We have great running backs. We have an outstanding line, you know, that could get the job done. We just got to go out there and put it together. So I think our run game this year is going to be solid and something, you know, we're going to be happy about.
When you look at this team overall, you think it's fair to say, hey, you have a potential top five defense again. You've got a potential top five passing offense again. One of the things that could be the missing element to get as far as you want to go is a run game.
I could say yes and no. I mean, I feel like last year we did okay for ourselves, but we could have done better. And at this point, it's hard to tell. You know, we got a bunch of new guys, a bunch of new faces. We're trying to put every piece together. At this point, we don't know what piece is going to be in the right spot. And right now, we're focused on just getting better as a team and coming together as a team.